Takeaway English from the BBC.
Our British team has begun building a car designed to smash all previous land speed records and go faster than even the speed of sound. The supersonic car called Bloodhound is designed to reach an awe-inspiring 1,000 miles per hour, while sound travels at around 760 miles per hour. The car, which looks more like a plane without wings thanks to its sleek, aerodynamic frame, will also travel much faster than most passenger aircraft, which is why the man chosen to drive it is actually a pilot. Wing Commander Andy Green will be in the hot seat for the car's record attempt and is hoping to break the present land speed record of 763 miles per hour, which he himself set in 1997. The time trial is scheduled for 2011 and will take place on a 10-mile-long track in a desert in South Africa. But while achieving such speeds would undoubtedly be a major accomplishment, Andy Green says the project is about more than this. He said the aim was to create an iconic project that can inspire the nation and the nation's schools to have an interest in science and engineering. If it gets kids from around the world motivated and we only get to 950 miles per hour, then it'll be worth it. If we get to 1,000 miles per hour and nobody cares, then we'll have failed. While you're unlikely to have the chance to drive such a car yourself, you will be able to watch the attempt on television. It will be unmissable television, said Green. It will be very hot and noisy, with a violent acceleration and deceleration, which will feel pretty much like a crash. But as long as all four wheels stay on the ground, everything else we can deal with.
Takeaway English from the BBC.